When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
Ah, yes, indeed. 11:36 on a Thursday morning. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, day four here at Cowboys training camp in Oxnard. We'll talk to Cowboys edge Dante Fowler Jr. coming up here in your lunch hour, about 12:15 or so. He'll sit down with us. But we do this each and every Thursday at this time. It is, boy, music.
And I thought about this one, Matt, because I was asked this question last week. I don't think I've ever been asked this question particularly like that. But as it pertains to Cowboys training camp and what they're trying to accomplish here, especially under the new regime with Brian Schottenheimer, and how even when we spoke to some of the players, you know, they try to change everything. And it is a ton of music going on out here, not only when they're in there working out, which is a very vast playlist, but when they're out there practicing in the walkthroughs, man, there's music cranking throughout the speakers the whole entire time. So it's all about trying to find that song that can rile everyone up. And I know if you will go around and ask, hey man, what's your hype song? What gets you going?
Yeah.
Maybe you can add that to the playlist around and you get everyone dancing around. There was one particular moment, I can't remember who was out there. It may have been the twos out there practicing yesterday. And they had the music blaring and some of the ones were on the side, man, and they're getting it in. They're dancing amongst themselves because the music's pumping and they have these hype songs. And I was asked about that last week. What's your hype song? What gets you going? And I'd never really thought about that. You have your favorites, but I think your favorite song is different from a hype song when you need to get going. If there's something you need to accomplish in the gym and it's 3.5-4 minutes, you need a song to put on, what's going to get the most out of you with that music to fire you up to get that going? So I asked the entire crew to find your hype song. I want to hear everyone's hype song that gets you going when you need to pick me up. If you have a meeting you're going to go to that maybe you're regretting and you need that tune before you get out of the car to fire you up and get you in the right mindset, what that is going to be. So I will start, because when we had ticket stock of maybe 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I can't remember, they had everyone's picture and a little profile of everyone and asked, what's your song, your favorite hype song or whatever. And this hasn't changed. We were trying to do something at the gym and it was going to take like 3.5 minutes. I said, what song can I put on for you to get the most? And I said, this song that I'm about to play, and it's still true today, this song fires me the blank up every single time I hear it. And it is Busta Rhymes and Anderson .Paak. And it is You.
I know that song. I hope that this is clean. It says it is.
Dad, yeah, we're pussy, good. Ooh, came right back to get that loot. No, I had to finish what I started. No, it ain't too late to turn around. I had to bust it. Came right back to get that loot.
No, this is when I start going off right here, Matt.
Running up the numbers on the cash chase.
Oh!
Stretching out of the work just like elastic.
Okay, you know what? I will listen to this whole thing, so I'll stop it.
Because this is 100% my hype song. If I need to get anything done, I need to fire myself up, I will look for this on my playlist, crank it up to 100, and it works every single time. That's You. With 4 U's after the Y.
Interesting.
And it's Busta Rhymes and Anderson .Paak. So whoever's next and wants to take over, you go for it.
All right, well, I'll go. Hey, guys.
Hey, Baldy.
It's Baldy.
Hey, guys. This one's a carryover from my high school football days. This one came out in 2010. And I will warn you, it definitely falls on the Cat, Ham, Lando side of musical taste.
Sure.
But I used to listen to this song after coming back in from warm-ups before we'd go back out for the game. This was my pregame ritual song. This one's called Icarus Lives by Periphery, and it's got a great riff to start out, super heavy, and just fast enough to get you going. Right back to it.
We're back, yeah.
Now, I can see you hitting pads and trying to get in each other's faces screaming with this tune blaring over the speakers.
Oh, yeah. Well, this would be in the headphones because I'm not sure how many of my teammates appreciated this type of music.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah, you get the helmet snapped on as this is going.
Hey, guys.
Love it. Love it. That's Baldy's pipe song. We know that now. When we need to get Baldy fired up for that 5:30 ticker, we just put that on and everything is great. All right, who's next?
I'll go next. And like you said, Donovan, there's a big difference between your hype song and your favorite song.
Yes.
Because I have several, like, Dirty Head songs that they do pump me up, but not in the way you're saying. They just pump me up because I like them. But one song came out in 2016 off of Run the Jewels 3, Legend Has It, and this one gets me going every single time.
What? Hear what I say. We are the business today. It's finished today. RT and J. We the new PB&J. We dropped the classic today. We did a tablet of ashes today. Legit with the matches and ashes away. We dash away. Donna and Dixon, the pimp is rapping away.
Doctors of death. Killing our patients of breath. We are the pain you can trust. Fucking it work. Hooking up curses and slurs. Smoking my brain in a mud.
Okay. You put this on 10?
Oh, yeah. And this is
the windows. You have to have the windows rolled up.
Yeah, for me, for sure. Yeah, and
yeah, no doubt.
Maybe bumping in the headphones right before I mow my lawn like a gangster.
You're just running.
Yeah.
Get it done real fast.
Straightest lines, dude.
Right, right. No, I like that. That's hype.
I know that song.
Oh, do you, man?
I've never heard that song before in my
okay.
life.
Okay, all right.
We'll never hear it again, probably.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Guess he didn't like that one.
Tip cheat?
Yeah, so like Baldy, we're going to go back to our high school days a little bit. And I believe this is from 2007, 2008 maybe. And I think even Matt will be familiar with this song. Just kidding.
Okay.
I am not at all familiar with this.
Yeah, we know. He was just kidding.
Oh. No, first time for everything.
If I'm rolling up the softball, this gets me going. Tell you about 1,000 right here.
Yeah, that's a good hype song.
First to third, this is what's playing in your head.
First to home. So, yeah. This was a big player back in
love
the day.
It.
Still roll
love
with it.
I'm very excited to hear Matt's hype song.
I don't really have one. So it just depends. Like if I need to.
That's not his hype song. It's a different.
It's not my favorite song, but it does excite me quite a bit. Blinding Lights always pumps me up. I'm a big fan of that one. Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue sometimes when I'm working out will get me in the right mindset. But if I really need to finish a set or a lot of times if I'm trying to go hard, I guess. You know this one?
I do not.
Not the Cold War, right?
Yeah.
You're such an 80s montage.
The music video is horrible. Holy crap. This is Robert Tepper, No Easy Way Out from Rocky.
Okay.
You get really focused when he's getting into this part right here. He's like, all right, you got to get ready to go. Like, all right, you're just kind of like,
we're not running. Indestructible.
You know, you're not indestructible.
This is on Rocky 4.
I think it's unbelievable.
You got to really get to the chorus before you get to the point.
Something's over
It was. It was on the Rocky IV soundtrack.
There's no easy way out, and there's no shortcut home, so you tell yourself, no, keep going.
I'm so surprised you don't absolutely love wrestling, because this is just the most, like, 1992 wrestling song I've ever heard.
Hey, can I get the chord? Because I want to play for you, if we have a minute or two, what was in second place. Again, it's not your favorite song, and we're talking hype songs because they have plenty going on here at Cowboys Camp. They are really trying to see if the team can get juice to have music going the entire walkthrough the last couple of days, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a huge part of it. And I think sometimes when you think about those songs that'll hype you up, it has way faster tempo, and I don't know if there's a song out there that is any faster than this one. It's not even my favorite Outkast song. But you cannot deny the fact that Bombs Over Baghdad is a crazy, crazy hype song. Oh.
Sounds you didn't plug in.
I am plugged in. I'm plugged in right now.
Sounds good, though.
Play it again.
It still sounds
okay. Don't know why? Okay, well, it's Bombs Over Baghdad from Outkast.
He does our intro song.
No. That's Juvenile, Matt.
Right.
But that one, I'm plugged in. I can't even play it. But that one is as hyped as it gets. That really comes in second place. That's another one that if you're trying to fire yourself up at the gym and you're trying to get through some type of set or whatever, Bombs Over Baghdad is perfect. It's about 3.5 minutes long, and it just hits the entire time. So that came in second place. I don't know if we're going to have hear any of the songs that we played out there on the field with the Cowboys, but hype songs,
I
man,
can guarantee you will not hear my song.
You won't even hear that in the weight room. They'll play the Beverly Hills, the Hillbillies, Beverly Hillbillies theme over what you just played from the Rocky.
That's
movie.
Actually true.
But that's
yeah.
okay. It's all about you and what fires you up, man. You got your own hype song. Get it done. Yeah.